It's Sunday, the 9th of December. And it's 10:40 a.m. The reason being, both myself and my wife in a coma during the night. We were at an event in St. Andrews yesterday, one of my daughters, and the 5 a.m. rise in the morning, an hour and a half drive in icy conditions to St. Andrews, then setting up the event, and at 4 p.m. dismantling it all, and then another hour and a half drive back in the dark at peak periods, and we were just so tired that we went to bed just after 9 and slept for 12 hours. And to be perfectly honest, had I not had to get up, if you read between the lines there, I believe I would have slept on at least another hour. But I do feel the benefit for it. Though for some strange reason, I feel a little bit sore this morning. I've been doing these for a while, but I don't know why I'm sore, but no matter. It'll be okay. It's a beautiful morning. Beautiful, clear skies. Just some light clouds about. Mostly blue sun streaming through the trees. My goodness, I wish it was streaming over the top of the trees again. Bird song. No, the morning dawn chorus is gone long before I arose from bed. I wandered out here in the garden. Far too late for bird song. Although I do hear some murmurings away up in the big beech tree. And the birds are in the garden. The dunnock, and the robin, and the blackbird, all down. Most of the song is gone, of course, by this time. Oh, it's breezy at the corner. But fresh, so fresh. Beautiful. You know, I try never to plan what I'm going to think about before I come out, but sometimes that's difficult when something's predominant in your head. When you grab the big hot muggy tea and the iPhone to come out here, and not just one, but it was of people's attitudes, you know. And concerning, in particular yesterday, the fair. We've been doing these for years now, and you come across... I don't think there's ever been one event where someone hasn't worked you up or did something that annoyed you. Some extremely worse than that, believe me. Some very nasty people out there, and I'm not talking about the public, I'm talking about the exhibitors. But, you know, it's strange that to have an event run smoothly from start to finish without even the slightest complaint or detail or annoyance is extremely rare. Some people just seem to get a kick out of being a nuisance. It's probably just part of human nature because we're all different, but you have crafters who come along and no matter what kind of day they've had, a good day, a bad day, never sold a thing, and just soldier on and say thanks again at the end of the day and we'll see you in the next event or we'll see you in 2 months or you know, they just know that life isn't a bed of roses, and you don't, every event is not perfect for you or good. And other ones, no matter what happens, you know, their toast always lands butter side down. And they're not happy with that. They just want to let everyone else know, you know, and complain or be obstreperous. Now, don't ask me to spell that, because I don't think I ever could. And then you have the stubborn people. A lot of these people bring along baggage with them, you know, the mother or the father or the grandfather or the children, and treat the event as a their own living room. No matter the explanations given of, please do not allow children to onto the stage and be put obstacles on the stage to prevent people from getting up. Because after all, that's our inner sanctum, our anteroom, where we can oversee everything and talk amongst ourselves about personal things or how things are going at the fair or just in general. And there's always someone who pushes the barriers to the side when you're not looking. And suddenly they're sitting there in a chair 10 feet away from you, and listening to everything you're saying. Then there's the ones that lift their children over the barrier onto the stage so the kids can have a little playground during the event. Never think about health and safety, because we have cables running and other obstacles on the floor. We've actually said to some, and they say it's, they'll take responsibility, and of course we say no, it's not, it's my daughter's public liability you'll claim on if that kid falls and breaks his neck. But I'm not complaining about this, I'm just saying that people just seem to, some people just seem to be awkward, determined to be awkward, no matter what you do. And just sometimes you just complain for the sake of complaining. Wouldn't it be nice if they just looked at those other people round about them and said, this person just gets on with what they're doing, they're pleasant with the customers, they're pleasant with the staff being us, of course, and they just get on with busying themselves throughout the event, and things are quiet, they'll chat with the others around about them and ask them, how are you doing? How did you do today? Or, oh, that's lovely, I like that, you know. All that kind of stuff. I hear them, we know them. We have so many. Well, I say we, it's my daughter actually, but there are so many lovely, lovely people that come to our events. And they just get on with it. And if they had a bad day, they never complain. They just say, well, that's what happens. You've got to take the bad with the good. I wish those people who are not happy, never happy with their day, just stop and look around them and say, why am I so awkward? Why am I so stubborn? Why am I so bloody grumpy? You know, why can't I be a wee bit like those people and just go on with the day? And why can't people stop their dogs from yelping? And let me, maybe I should just shut up too, because we have some bird song. So yes, maybe I should maybe I should take a lesson away from my own book and stop annoying people on a Sunday. Listen, I'll leave you with bird song, because I wasn't angry, I wasn't worked up. Again, I was just thinking on how nice it would be for people to try and be a wee bit nicer in their lives. We're only here once, remember.